Welcome to What's New in Ultra Tilted. We're Danny Riley and Thomas Matthews Horn from Teaching Innovation and Learning Technologies at Fort Hays State University. In each episode, we'll explore the latest Blackboard Ultra updates, discuss what they mean for your teaching, and share practical tips that you can use in your courses.
Welcome back to What's New in Ultra Tilted, your monthly guide to all the latest and greatest in Blackboard Ultra. I'm Thomas Matthews Horn.
And I'm Danny Riley. Episode 13, lucky number 13. We're covering the May 2026 release, version 4000.15, and this month is all about making existing workflows smoother and more intuitive.
That's such a great way to put it, Danny. This release feels like Blackboard really focused on those daily friction points that instructors deal with. Where should we start?
Let's dive right into the biggest change this month, the completely redesigned groups management experience.
Oh, this is huge. Groups have always been one of those features that work, but can be really clunky, especially in large courses.
Exactly. They've rebuilt the entire experience to improve usability, performance, and consistency. The focus was on making it faster and easier to create, organize, and manage groups, particularly when you're dealing with courses that have lots of students.
What specifically is improved?
Well, they've reduced manual effort with clear enrollment options. There's better sorting and visibility, and this is key, specifically improved reliability at scale. No more waiting forever for group operations to process in large courses.
That performance improvement alone is going to save so much time. I've definitely experienced those long delays when trying to manage groups in big courses.
Yeah, same here. And the clear enrollment options mean less confusion about how to get students into the right groups. It's one of those areas where a cleaner interface really makes a difference.
Absolutely. Now, there's also an improvement to discussion due dates that builds on features we've covered in previous episodes.
Right. Remember when they added dual dates for discussions? Well, now the second due date actually appears in the gradebook's overview and gradable items tab.
That visibility is so important. It reduces confusion about when different parts of discussion participation are due.
Exactly. Before, you might know that there were two due dates, but you'd have to dig around to see them both. Now they're right there in your gradebook workflow where you need them.
Makes grading much more efficient. Speaking of efficiency, there's a nice improvement to how release conditions work in learning modules and folders as well.
Yes, instructors can now see release conditions inherited from parent learning modules or folders right within the release conditions panel of individual items.
So if I set a release condition at the folder level, I can see how that affects individual items inside that folder?
Yes, exactly. The inherited conditions appear in read-only format, so you get a complete picture of all the conditions that apply to an item, both the ones you set directly and the ones coming from the parent container.
That's good to prevent so much confusion. No more wondering why an item isn't available to students when you forgot about a folder level condition.
Right. And here's an interesting detail. Discussions now properly respect release conditions applied at the learning module level and won't be accessible from the discussions tab when the conditions aren't met.
Good consistency fix. Students shouldn't be able to bypass release conditions by accessing content through different navigation paths.
Exactly. Now there's a workflow improvement that's going to make group grading much smoother.
Oh, the group filter carrying over to flexible grading?
That's it. So if you filter by a specific group in the gradebook grid view, when you switch to flexible grading, you'll only see students from that group.
No more refiltering after switching views. That's such a time saver when you're grading group-specific assignments.
Right. It respects your workflow and keeps your focus where you need it. It's a small change, but big impact on daily efficiency.
Love those kinds of improvements. What about the accommodations icon change?
So they've resized the accommodations icon to be smaller and more consistent across the product. It's part of supporting the spacing in the new gradebook grid view.
Sometimes the best UI improvements are the subtle ones that just make everything feel more polished and consistent.
Yeah. Now let's talk about some improvements that benefit both instructors and students, starting with documents getting better use of white space.
This is great for readability. Documents now use vertical space more efficiently and reduce unnecessary white space, right?
Right. Better visual balance and readability, and this applies whether you're creating new content, editing existing content, or you're using AI-generated layouts.
That AI-generated layout integration is nice. The improvements work across all the ways people create content and documents.
It is, and there's a significant accessibility improvement for screen reader users in document view mode.
Tell me about that.
So screen reader users now get a cleaner, more focused experience when navigating documents. The content is delivered in the correct order, left to right, across rows, columns, and blocks.
That proper reading order is so important for accessibility. Documents with complex layouts can be really confusing if the screen reader doesn't know how to navigate them logically.
Right, exactly. It's one of those improvements that might not be visible to sighted users, but makes a huge difference for those who are relying on assistive technology.
And finally, there's the improvement to the course switcher that I think everyone's going to love.
The search functionality. The course switcher now includes a search box where you can quickly find courses by name or course ID without having to go back to the full courses page.
This is fantastic for instructors teaching multiple courses. Instead of scrolling through your recent courses or going to the full course list, you can just type and find what you need.
Combined with the quick access to recent courses, it really streamlines navigation. Less friction when you're working across multiple courses throughout the day.
I can already imagine using this constantly. Type a few letters of the course name, select it, and you're there.
Yep. So Thomas, looking at all these May updates together, what's your take on this release?
This feels like a workflow optimization release. Like every feature addresses a specific friction point in daily teaching tasks. The groups redesigned for better management, gradebook visibility for discussion due dates, inherited release conditions for better organization.
I agree, and I love that it includes both major redesigns, like that group experience, and small but important fixes, like that course switcher search. It shows attention to both big pain points and daily annoyances.
The accessibility improvements are really important too. The screen reader enhancement for documents isn't flashy, but it's crucial for inclusive teaching.
And very fitting for what we're working on right now.
Yeah.
And the white space improvements in documents might seem minor, but better visual design helps everyone process content more effectively.
It's that holistic approach to user experience, making things work better at every level, from major workflows down to visual polish.
Well said.
Yeah.
Now, where can our listeners learn more about all these May improvements?
tigerlearn.fhsu.edu is still your central hub for all things Blackboard Ultra at Fort Hays.
You will find links to Blackboard's support site and knowledge base, which has detailed guides for the new groups management experience, tips for those inherited release conditions visibility,
walkthroughs of the improved course switcher search, best practices for the dual due date gradebook integration,
and the link to Blackboard's open office hours, where they provide walkthroughs and previews of new features each week and answer questions live.
Plus the Anthology community and idea exchange for connecting with other users and sharing how you are implementing these improvements.
Perfect. Well, that's episode 13 of What's New in Ultra Tilted. May 2026 brings us with workflow optimizations, accessibility improvements, and interface refinements.
I'm particularly excited about that groups redesign. It's going to make collaborative learning so much easier to set up and manage.
And the course switcher is going to save me so much time every day. Sometimes the simple navigation improvements have the biggest impact.
Agreed. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll be back next month to see what June has in store as we head toward the end of the academic year.
Until then, enjoy these workflow improvements and happy end of semester prep.
See you next time.
Thanks for joining us on FHSU Tilt Talk for What's New in Ultra Tilted. For resources, how-to guides, and the latest teaching and learning updates, visit the Tigerlearn website or connect with the Tilt team. Be sure to subscribe on Amazon and Spotify so you don't miss next month's Blackboard Ultra updates. We'll see you next time.